Mick's gonna be on the telly, Stacey! Mick's gonna be on the telly!
What?
Mick, he's just phoned, he's gonna be on the telly, can you believe it?
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah, he's gonna be on tonight!
I've got to ring Dawn!
I've got to ring Gav!
I know, he's gonna be on the telly, he just rang me. Hang on. Smithy?
Is your old man gonna be on the telly? Yeah, just got a text from Gary and Simon. Unbelievable. 6 o'clock, yeah? I'll be there.
Well, I never. Okay. 6 o'clock. Yes, we'll be watching. Hey, Mick's gonna be on the telly. No, I was just telling Nessa. Okay. Bye.
You are never gonna believe this.
Mick's gonna be on the telly.
Yes.
Oh my God, I bought some bubbly, can you believe it?
I know, come in!
God, it's all over the radio!
You are joking me!
No! And they said he was 53! I said to Pete, got that bit wrong for starters.
Where is Pete? Is he coming over?
Oh, don't talk to me about that dwarf. Hi, Estelle!
Come on, superstar!
Give it a rest, will ya?
Stand back! Security's here! Come on, there's nothing to see!
Not you as well. I wish I never mentioned it.
Don't pretend to be Mick's security guard.
Tell him to grow up.
They said you was 53 on the radio. I said to Dawn, they got that wrong for starters.
Was that him? The movie star?
Yeah, but he's just a regular guy, Betty. He's just like the rest of us.
Well, we're taping it, aren't we?
That's the spirit.
Well, when I say taping, I mean we got one of them boxes, you know, all remote.
Oh, yeah, we got one of them. They're incredible, aren't they?
And you can pause it, you know, and everything. Yeah. If you want to make a cup of tea, that's right, Nick.
A dismembered body is found in a Billericay cup.
Hooray!
That's all over the box. Been on the radio, I know, haven't ya? Rudy texted me, said you was 53, Billy Bullshitter.
Uh-huh.
Come on! Come on!
This morning on a busy industrial estate, Lindsay Hughes is at the scene.
I'm standing in the car park of a large engineering firm here in Billericay, and at approximately 7:30 this morning, a dismembered body, as yet unidentified, was discovered by a Mr. Michael Shipman, 53, directors. And this is what he had to say.
Well, it's the last thing you expect to find when you come into work in the morning.
Later, I spoke to Police Detective Richard Shedd. Detective, what can you tell me about the situation regarding the body and how it was found?
I'm afraid I can't disclose anything at this time.
Detective, thank you very much. And back to you in the studio.
A study of obesity released today claims that many male drivers
pose
a potential risk because they're overweight. It's claimed that they're more prone to heart attacks and
is that it?
Was that it?
Ben Hopwood has more.
Well, I'm bitterly disappointed.
Crikey, Dad, it was hardly worth mentioning.
Don't switch off, maybe he'll come back on.
I spoke to him for more than 15 minutes. Sam, my thoughts went out to her family and all sorts.
Oh, that was nice.
They've made you look a right tit.
I know. What a joke. He says he talked to them for half an hour.
He'll have spoken to them for at least 15 minutes, if not half an hour.
What makes you say that?
Well, when I was news producing for the BBC, that was the golden rule. You had to cover every base. Leave no stone unturned. Kate Adie used to moan about it all the time. In the end, I had to say to her, oh, Kate Adie, you're the face, I'm the brains. Now get on with it. She was very difficult.
Horrible woman.
Selfish.
Now, go on, who's this? Well, you just don't expect you when you come into work in the morning.
All right.
Go on, Gav, you do it.
Well, you just don't expect you when you come into work in the morning.